This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Thursday, the 4th of September, 2025, and we are on the clock with Erin Green. We have got lots to talk about this morning. Last night, well, let me start here. Let's not forget the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition 2025, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago. Four winners will be chosen from one winner will be chosen from four districts, ending up with four winners, one from New Providence, one from Grand Bahama, one from San Salvador, and one from the rest of the Family Islands. To win the prize, we need two pieces of information: the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will, the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson, the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. To play the game, call the show. We're going to transfer you to the producer. You're going to give the producer your information, and the organizers will contact you by end of day to confirm whether you have won or not. Again, the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition, organized by Dennis Bethel and Friends. Okay, lots to talk about this morning. The paper is hot. BPL workers say no to new company. BPL making headway in solving Lutheran's power woes, Alston says. That headline in particular, right? We'll talk about that. Government to discuss affordable small home renewable energy generation, minister says. Acting road traffic controller sues Richard Johnson for defamation. Wow, very interesting. One of the top stories, one that I plan on covering this morning. Bahamas to host the 47th Regional CPA Conference, and speaker says barriers won't stop women from excelling. That's the headline. We're going to talk about that in today's Tribune. Miller says he intends to run again amid rumors he won't be picked. Lack of labs delaying justice for rape victims. Bus drivers unhappy with government over pressure to unify the system. BNT $200 million Exuma Resort sets concerning precedent. And I just turned the page. And this is, it's like, on the follow-up, they give it another headline. They take a quote from it. It says, how can you say unify a system that has never failed the country? What system are they talking about? Because you're talking about the bus system, you know. We're talking about public. Oh, boy. So we're definitely going to talk about that. But here's some awesome news. Cable Bahamas Cares Foundation donates $10,000 to the Bahamas Humane Society. Cable Bahamas Cares Foundation donates $10,000 to the Bahamas Humane Society. I enjoy looking at this headline today, first of all, because the Humane Society doing awesome work, very necessary. We still, as a people, collectively are maturing. We love our animals. Many of us love our animals. But we still need support and understanding how best to take care of them, right? So to see somebody responding, and I think this is in response to the recent break-in, where the foolish people then break into the place that takes care of the animals when we can't take care of them. So that's like, I'm so happy to see that. And then another headline, missed payment shows Davis administration cannot be trusted to run country. Now, why that headline sticks out to me is because that's FNM Deputy Leader Shenandoah Cartwright speaking, right? And I saw in the paper, was it yesterday? You know, over the last couple of days, Mr. Cartwright was indicating, or maybe it was Mr. Pintard, that the Boundaries Commission, right? Like the Boundaries Commission has not been able to complete its work because they still waiting on maps. See, I put to every political candidate, I put to every potential prime minister, two things you're going to have to do. You have to cause and compel everybody to discipline themselves, to moderate their behavior, to govern themselves, but more importantly, to do what they ought to do when they know they ought to do it, right? That leads into the second charge, which is you have to be able to govern at the pace of your own policies. You set policies. You have the power to set any policy you want, but you have an obligation to fulfill that policy. You set it. Why can't you fulfill it, right? Why can't you move at the pace of your own policies? Well, that article, that indication that the Boundaries Commission has not completed its work because it has not received the required resources, the tools necessary to do the work like maps and lists. Right, that's an indication of a failure on both sides. At the same time, I was involved in a conversation where somebody asked me to clarify why I said that Minister Davis nor Pintard have manifested that they are true prime ministers, right? Like, and say they're very good at the job. And it is one of the reasons I put down in, you know, and to answer the question was, because they all three are having or have had a difficult time causing or compelling the people they're in charge of to discipline themselves, to moderate their behavior, to do what they ought to do when they know they ought to do it. All three. And for Pintard in opposition, right, because Pintard has never had the opportunity to govern as PM, for Pintard, the critique is also sound because as leader of the opposition, have you been able to cause anything to happen? Have you been able to respond substantively to the omission, to the absence of things happening when they're supposed to happen? The PAC, that's the Public Account Committee, right? The Public Disclosure Committee and Public Declarations, and now the Boundaries Commission, right? To what extent can you govern with the tools that you have available to you? Anyway, there's lots to talk about this morning. Snuri is in studio. I don't know if he's come here to talk, but I think I look like a handsome grouper today. I'm going to try and bait him. But before we get to that, somebody said, good day. They're talking about weather systems in summer. LOL. Yeah, because they're late. The Abaco hurricane shelter, is it open yet? They're late. The 2025 Dorian Memorial, when did it happen? On the 2nd? Because they're late. Because they can't cause and compel people to do what they know they ought to do when they know they ought to do it. Let's take this caller, and then we're going to delve into Regional Commonwealth Parliamentary Association Conference. Very quickly, very quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Erin Gray.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm excited. You know I am excited, right?
Tell me.
Would you like to take a guess for $100?
Because the Persons with Disabilities Commission is finally going to act, and they're going to start on East Hill Street, where they have blatant breaches of regulations right in front of Government House? No?
No.
Okay.
I was just going to say football.
Football season, eh?
Season. You're going to start your show on Friday?
We can see. I am definitely going to be on the air on Friday, but I don't want to inundate y'all with too much errand. It gets overwhelming, even for me.
What, football?
No, hearing myself talk too much.
Oh, well, your boy going to be back, right?
Sawyer?
Yeah.
But look here, if I could, I've been looking for Sawyer so hard, I believe his mommy think I'm trying to marry him.
I can help you find him. But listen, you were talking about, I think you have different, you were talking about BPL and other stuff, right?
Yeah, all the headlines.
Well, I must give him credit during the U.S. Open and the beginning of the football season, during the lightning and thunder, and I said, oh, God, am I going to cut off?
Mm-hmm.
But it stay on.
Well, I tell you what, I'm happy to make that sacrifice because it means that my light may... When you read us what it is, I'm a patriot. I do it for country. I suffer for country.
That is funny. That is so funny. Yeah, that make my day, yeah, right? That make my chest so funny. But you know, on the note of Dr. Minnis,
mm-hmm.
You mentioned him. That is a suicide, a young lady running against Dr. Minnis. No one could beat Dr. Minnis in that seat. You put a cat and dog and a wolf and an elephant, you can't beat him. Only person who could beat him is me.
Only person who could beat him is you?
Yes, right.
That's cool. You know what I find more interesting? Kalani has got to be the hottest seed. The only seed hotter than Kalani, let's see, Exuma?
Exuma is hot.
Kalani?
Kalani is hot.
Abaco seats?
Abaco seats are hot.
And Eleuthera seats are hot. Because of the pace of development going on there. Now, see, Eleuthera is a rough spot because it's hot, you know. There's lots of potential in Eleuthera. It's manifesting as we speak, but there's lots of woes in Eleuthera as well. You know, woe is Clay Sweeten because BPL making headway and solving Eleuthera's power woes, Alston says, does not enrich my heart. That don't make me feel good, right? In fact, I remember reading a quote from a recent article with Disconnections where I think the people said, man, we are hoping that the upcoming PPAs, the power purchase agreements, we hoping that, and I'm going to be like, listen, I don't think you all understand the assignment because when Joe Beth Colby got up there and said the new era of energy is here, we got the impression that everything was already resolved. Right? Like when you signed a contract, but then you still have to wait for environmental clearance to say if they could actually do the job. We thought you all had it in the bag. But it's concerning. So yeah, Eleuthera is an attractive seat, right? Those seats in Eleuthera, they're attractive. If I was a potential candidate, I would be aiming for one of them, Family Island seats. But then at the same time, how you going to tell the residents of Eleuthera that, yeah, we living in pre-1992 era and there's nothing we could do about it, but in Nassau, we having a good time. In Nassau, we balling. In Nassau, we partying. We park our blue plate anywhere. We throw our red plate anywhere in Nassau.
I wanted to ask you, Aaron, is there such a thing still as a safe seat? I'm putting it in inverted commas, where nobody should campaign. You just know that I hear people can vote for me automatically.
Okay, so theoretically, there are safe seats. Your record stands for itself, right? We don't got to do nothing because the people see the work that you've done.
Mm-hmm.
They cool with that. They're happy with it. They feel it. Theoretically. Now, here's the whisperings I've been hearing about, like a St. Anne's, that's like a gentleman's agreement,
mm-hmm.
right? Whether it's spoken or unspoken, whether it's acknowledged or unacknowledged, because it behooves the PLP to keep all the F&Ms in the East in one pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Just push them all in one seat.
Mm-hmm.
Let them have that. That's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And we make inroads on all of the constituencies.
Is a place like Centreville a safe seat?
No.
What do you mean a safe seat?
I can tell you why, because the pace of economic development is outpacing everything else. The government cannot move at the pace of economic development in Centreville, if I got the boundaries correct-ish.
Anglestown is now changing in terms of demographics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the Asians, the Haitians, Jamaicans, the West Indians. Let's call it West Indians mm-hmm. corridor. That is as almost the population is almost as equal as the traditional Bohemian mm-hmm. population. So it's a combination. Our cousin is mm-hmm. a member of parliament for there.
Is it
a safe seat?
Okay,
seat.
So that's another like kind of outlier, like an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe it's very simple. Like how many say, man, I delivered 3/4 of the baby in the country, right? For mm-hmm. 40 years. I feel like I got some votes out there.
Mm-hmm. But do we have to watch and wait and see what happens? Or it's a safe seat?
We have, well, here's the thing. I can't even remember who running against. I know that the Senate well, bill candidate
lady
has been
just
announced.
Came recently. But
is it Heather McDonald?
Yeah, let's go with that. I think that's her.
I'm not denigrating the opposing candidate,
mm-hmm.
right? The critique is more about the party that doesn't understand what it means to launch a candidate nation for a general mm-hmm. election, right? The indictment is only, but you know, we sit here and critique the education system, and I come here today again to say, look, the D average is an assessment of the ministry
mm-hmm.
and not the students, right? Migrants are benefiting from the education system.
Mm-hmm.
Migrants see the value in it, and they have learned how to extract the value from it for their kids. And so a migrant heavy space. So you get lots of Bahamians of Jamaican descent, first generation Bahamians,
yes,
Jamaican,
yes.
Haitian.
Mm-hmm.
There may be a, not even a sympathy, but not like a loyalty to almost, but that's not the right word, because I see the benefit. I see the successes of the Ministry of Education. I'm living them. My children are experiencing the successes, even if other children aren't. Right, and so that seat may be safe as long as she's there.
As long as she's there. But the moment she moves or tilters.
Whoever comes in there has a lot of work in mm-hmm. renegotiating the social contract between the residents and the MP.
So it's not necessarily a loyalty seat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to Kalani,
mm-hmm.
right? Is it a safe seat? Mind you, it was a party seat.
Okay.
And now there's three dynamics there now.
Here's a different perspective. Like, I look into Kalani from a different side of the lake, right? It's the most contested seat, not because of who can vote in Kalani, though, but who is in Kalani.
Yes.
Right? It's going to be the most contested seat. And so when Pumpkin Eaters call in and say, oh, Minister should just step back. Well, first of all, no. Minister is a former prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, and the way that he was removed, even though he'd been removed twice,
mm-hmm.
once by Loretta, right, once by Pintard, I'm actually supporting ministers run as an independent. Right?
He ran as FNM.
I mean, he is an FNM, but he's not running under the FNM ticket.
I think he's using the torch as his symbol.
I think we're going to see some issues there. Right?
Yeah. But he uses the torch as a symbol.
He is an FNM.
Yeah.
The question is, will the party revoke his party membership once he pays the money and signs the form, right? He is an FNM, but he can be running as independent.
But let's go back to the word safe seat.
Uh-huh.
Is it a safe seat or we have to wait?
No, it's not. It can't be a safe seat.
So you got to wait and watch and see what
happens.
There's
too many interests in Kalani. Everybody wants Kalani.
Yeah.
Everybody wants Kalani.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, who wants Kalani most and why?
Yes. Remember when St. Barnabas was a safe seat and all of a sudden it changed twice,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm hearing the narrative that certain people should not even challenge the MP. And I remember
that's what you were going to say, because I was going to say Miller says he intends to run again amid rumors he won't be picked. I thought you was going to say certain people shouldn't challenge the party machinery.
We can come read that to that,
yeah.
too, right? I remember when Fred Mitchell lost Fox Hill. In his most popular
mm-hmm.
term, when everyone said, man, he was doing everything right,
mm-hmm.
but he still lost. I remember when the former Prime Minister, Pierre Christie, most popular PLP.
Because see, sometimes what's right for governance yeah. is not what's right for politics.
And the narrative is this word safe seat.
Mm-hmm.
When people are saying, oh, you should not even run. Leave that alone. This person is safe where they at. And we know we have a history of people who supposed to have been also safe.
Yeah.
And so, they got toppled.
So the question is, understand the difference between a safe seat and a safe candidate.
Yes.
Right? A candidate who is going to be safe wherever they go, mm-hmm. or a candidate who can entrench themselves in the safest spot for them. Like, mm-hmm. Glennis, I hear. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that people desperately want that Englistons think it's a safe seat, when mm-hmm. in fact it may be that Glennis is a safe
candidate.
Mm-hmm. Right? And they don't know how to replicate what it is that Glennis has and does.
Especially, and I'm going to ask you this question, has the PLP now do understudy? Because our cousin, Glennis Hannah, mm-hmm. This should be her last run. After the 5 years, she'll be 70-odd.
Yeah, I agree with you, because if y'all talk to my cousin Glennis the way y'all try talk to her on that convention stage that time, mm-hmm. when she's trying to be leader of the party, mm-hmm. I go fight. Because mm-hmm. you don't talk to senior women them like
any
that.
Any kind of way. A Glennis Hannah Martin, this may be her last term.
Yeah.
And I can use the word make.
And that's not a denigration of her.
She's a matured woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a matured woman. And Philip Davis, this is definitely his last term.
And Mitchell.
A person like Fred Mitchell.
Told
this
us,
is
look,
definitely his last term.
A while ago, he told us, look, I'm dealing with some serious health issues, right? I think it was maybe pneumonia and bronchitis. It was something serious.
And he broke his leg but twice.
Right? And so it's not a denigration of them as politicians. Mm-hmm. This man, look, you senior now.
Senior women.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if the party has pivoted in terms of these as safe candidates, maybe, mm-hmm. but has the party pivoted to say, hey, there's a clear two people understudying him who could possibly get a nomination? Or are they prepared to just send anybody and say, we're going on our record of the party?
Right.
And not, remember, we had an argument that they're not safe seats, but safe candidates.
Yeah.
And they're going to just send anybody there.
Yeah.
Forgetting the point that they're not safe seats.
See, now,
these
this,
are safe candidates.
I call this, I see you. That takes me back to the headline about Vaughn Miller.
Yes.
Right? I think that the parties have relied on that this is a safe seat for the win, but it's the parties themselves that have abused that, right? Mm-hmm. That have taken advantage of that and misread or mistreated the constituents that they forced that paradigm on. I'm thinking of a Miller. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of a Renwood Wells, mm-hmm. right? With people who cross the floor mm-hmm. And then insist on being brought back when... If the people wanted you back, we all would have known they wanted you back. Yeah. These parties, these close constituency team members, they when they're ready, they vocal.
Yes.
They let the party machinery know who they want. And so it's going to be very interesting. Do the parties understand the difference? Carl, I come to you right now. Do the parties understand the difference between
safe seat and
safe candidate? Yeah. I miss y'all.
Time to call back. The numbers are 323-62-325-4316-325-4259. If you're calling from a family island, especially for Grand Bahama, it's 242-357-20. Are there any safe seats in Grand Bahama? I know McLeanstown. That's F&M country. But all kind of turmoil happened in Grand Bahamian, just vexed.
Man, let me tell you something. Did Kwesi, is his name Kwesi Smith?
Kwesi Thompson.
No, West End.
Oh, Smith. Kelsey.
No, Kelsey? Not Kelsey. But Smith.
Okay, Smith. Okay.
You're talking about is it safe seat or safe candidate?
Yeah.
Smith, by election.
Yeah, okay.
Grand Bahama. I don't think the F&M machinery, that's a clear indicator that the F&M machinery in Grand Bahama is weak.
Yeah.
That he could take that seat like that. Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines, and they just lit right back up, and to the text line. Let's go to this first caller. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I'm all right, Ms. Green. Ms. Green, seeing that you're talking about politics, stuff like that, right? MPs and stuff like that. The other day when you had the gentleman on who was involved in the House Speaker, something like
Mr.
that.
Mr. Maurice Tynes, former clerk to Parliament.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And he was talking, it seemed as if he was advocating for an increase in the salary for MPs and stuff like that, right? And I had called him and I had... had a little conversation with him about the constituency allowance and how it is given to the MPs.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that it was deposited on an account that belongs to the MPs, right? And just this week, I texted Mr. Shibago Lang show and I asked him about it. Mr. Lang said that what happens is that the MPs present an account to the Ministry of Finance that they want the money to be deposited into.
Mm-hmm.
And the MPs themselves present the Ministry of Finance with an account to drop the money into. So it seems as if the gentleman had disagreed with what I had said.
Okay, so pause.
Would call in behind.
Okay, so
pause.
Let me add some clarity. Is it possible that the MPs are required to create a separate bank account, but possibly in their name, right? That it's a constituency account with their name on it, right? The Ministry of Finance, on the submission of the account, they do their KYC, know your customer, and they determine, right? They go to the bank, they say, hey, has there been any a brand new account? Has it been open, right? Anything other than constituency or business transactions have moved through this account, right? I imagine that's the part of, right, when it gets submitted to Ministry of Finance, they go through these protocols that we regular people have to go through, know your customer, to determine the nature of the account and then the money is put into that account, right? Maybe there's an issue with how accounts have to be constructed in this country, right?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So
yes, ma'am. But they were saying that. But Mr. Lang was saying that what happens is that there's a portion. I think he said that every quarterly the money is deposited on. But the MPs have to present accountability for mm-hmm. the money that has been spent, et cetera. Right now,
mm-hmm.
I mean that's in this country when it comes to accountability. Just an example, a recent example, if an individual in Beaches and Parks can overrun $7 million and the parks, you can't arrive past the parks and see where the money is gone, right? I mean, accountability is supplemental margin money that is supposed to be deposited the MPs that they're entitled to, right? But my point is this, Ms. Green, quickly, please. There was a caller who had called in after and said that admission. Now, I want that caller to call in, right?
No.
Because what that caller...
No, man. You know... I have, right now, I have 425 people I need to row. I need to row them. For some of them, I have like an ancestral spiritual obligation to row people. I can't row all of them. I'm not allowed to. Why you want to use my show to go row people? Say, look, I don't know who this person is, but I need them to call back so I could row them? No, man. No, man. Let us presume at this point in time that there are mechanisms in place for this procedure. And like you said, Mr. Lang said, right, that the MPs are required to be accountable. They have to bring in receipts and they have to show how the money was spent. And so until we have a challenge saying this is how much money they got and this is how much money was used in this way, we could put that to the side. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Mr. Green. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How you do?
My quick question, right? After it's all said and done, right, who you think would be the GOAT of MPs? Glenys Hannah-Martin, Mr. Fred Mitchell, or Mr. Brave Davis?
Who could be the GOAT of MPs? You can't see Mr. Newry in this room and you want me call my prime minister a GOAT? Because why else you put him on the list? I refuse to call the PM a GOAT.
Who do you think would be the greatest?
The greatest, yeah. Though you put Davis on the wrong list. I have to think about that, right? And we're talking modern. We're talking this administration, the last two administrations, this modern era. What are we talking about?
All we're talking about all eras. Because bear in mind...
A.D. Hanna.
Those three being wrong.
It finished. A.D. Hanna. The argument over. A.D. Hanna. So the story is, on nomination day, A.D. Hanna never nominated. He didn't have to nominate. A.D. Hanna sit on the wall in Annstown, and nobody challenge him.
Seriously?
They know not to challenge him. And see, that's the point I was making earlier, right, about if your record speaks for itself. And I think maybe A.D. Hanna may have been the last of the piece. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm a neophyte, and I'm a churin. You know, this is not my expertise. But I was at A.D. Hanna.
One more thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You realize that after this election, there will actually be no more safe seats? Let me explain what I mean by that, right?
Uh-huh.
In the Forkville area, right,
mm-hmm.
you realize that the people in Forkville aren't really PLPs. They're more into the personality of Fred Mitchell.
Okay. Is it the penality of Fred Mitchell, or is it the actual leadership capacity of Fred Mitchell?
Okay.
Because Fred Mitchell is get things done, right? He knows how to identify resources in the community. He knows how to connect the right people right to the right task. And he makes people feel like they are empowered.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
people
good stuff.
More or less into Fred Mitchell than the PLP, you know. Okay. This is why I'm saying that, right? You
mm-hmm.
realize after he retires, right?
Mm-hmm.
Forkville community, the area of Forkville is actually going to be back and forth.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. Well, has anybody been able to establish themselves as a community leader who would naturally rise to the top after Mr. Mitchell has left the stage?
But bear in mind, right? You realize that basically Mr. Mitchell caused it on himself. Because he raised his bar so high that no one will be able to follow behind him.
I mean,
follow me on that?
No, I don't follow you on that. Okay, I did end the call just now because I have more callers. No, you can never raise the bar too high. Simple. Now, the question is, though, right? The question is, have you been able to inculcate within your immediate support staff, right? With the true messages, like, you know, when Jesus said, hey, look here, I know y'all by them been going to these priests them to connect to God. Did y'all know that there is God within you? Like that you could sit and pray and meditate and connect to God, right? Like, can you, because if those people don't have the confidence that they also have the capacity to lead, then they won't be able to see it in anybody else, and they will actually stymie any successes from rising to the top. All right, I got two more calls, and then I got more stories to touch on. Producer, hit one of these buttons for me. Let's play a game. It's random. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Let me move real quickly then.
Yes, sir.
Apparently, the government signs on to conventions that sort of tie them down to a behavior that might not be in the best interest of Bahamian people. Ms. Wilson just mentioned a few of them. I wouldn't want to go into the details of them. But, you know, I want you to see if you could tell me the conventions that I might not know of that we have signed on to that straddled us. And for Mr. Nuri,
mm-hmm.
I understand. You always say you live on a corner that runs from, I think, from the corner of Foxhill Road to a drugstore, Step Street at the end. Are you brave enough, Mr. Nuri, to walk through that corner 3 a.m. in the morning without getting bitten by a dog?
Okay, so I know you asked Dr. Nuri that question, right? But if you're talking about Step Street, I used to walk from Ed White's bar home.
You're talking about now?
I mean, no. Even the people at Step Street would be like, Miss Green, why you don't go home? What you doing through here?
Yeah, but I want Nuri to see if he's brave enough to do that.
I got you.
No, all right. No, I won't be brave enough to do it.
Okay.
There's a lot of stray dogs out on the street.
The convention part, right?
Yeah.
The conventions that have straddled us. So watch this. None of these conventions straddle us, the people, you know. They only straddle the government. They only put the government in a tight position because they see, the whole point is to cause your country to have conversations, right? To include people in the conversations to say, hey, yeah, you're talking about education, but you have not once considered the needs of disabled children who also need education, right? So these conventions and the things that we sign on to, they don't straddle us, the people. They put the, lazy governments in between a rock and a hard place because it forces them to have conversations they would rather not have. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
This is Sakyan Royce along with you, Aaron, and Nuri.
Yes.
Thank you. I wish that those people that lives on the west of me was stop carrying my tennis stem out of my house and my clothing.
Okay, Bremen, I got you. So you have a security problem. People are breaking into your home, taking advantage of your limited vision. Okay, so this is a matter for...
I just took 3 pairs of tennis out of my house.
All right.
Partly so new.
Here's what I can say out loud right now, Bremen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm begging members of the security, like the security sector here, like the people who do CCTV and install cameras in your homes and in your communities?
Yes, because they got a camera in the area. All they have to do is point it to my, beam it to my house, because I, as this I know.
Right, and I think it's reasonable to say this, that look, community members deserve and ought to have a degree of privacy in their community, right? But if there are repeated claims from vulnerable members of the community that they are being taken advantage of by rogue actors in the community or rogue actors coming into the community, that the social contract warrants that we relax and give up some of our privacy for the safety of the most vulnerable residents in the community. I think that we could ask a company to partner with Urban Renewal to provide cameras, right, to be monitored either by the security company or constituency office to ensure that we can identify the culprits and eradicate the behavior. Okay, Brayman? Thank you very much. Let's go to this last caller, and then we can make a transition. Good morning, caller.
Aaron.
Hey.
I could identify them because I've gotten two pairs of my tennis back from two of them before.
Okay. I got you.
Just a joking, man.
All right. So, Brayman, I can ask you the wildest question before I go, right?
Go ahead.
Could it be? See, like, look here, because if I was a little boy, if I was a boy, say middle, junior school, getting into high school or something, right? In high school, I was a boy, and I need to go to PE, and the people in my household either can't afford tennis or they don't care. Some people just don't care.
Aaron?
I would borrow your tennis and clean them and bring them back, Brayman?
Let me stop you there.
Yeah, I got you.
Two of the guys, they are men were supposed to be waking with her talking, taking my... them back, right?
Yeah.
But they continue going to my house. I don't know who this is this time, but it's got to be the same people or people under... It has to be the same people under the rest of me.
I got you, Brayman.
Picking my lock and carrying...
Now, Brayman, you gotta be careful what you saying on the radio as well, because you don't want anybody turn around and try sue you. And then you can tell... See, because if they try sue me, I can tell them what I can pay you with the two tennis you leave me, right? But let's be... Let's be easy, Brayman. I know you're frustrated, and I know it must be a terrible feeling, right? Urban Renewal, the constituency team, and let's see if we can get one of these security companies in the area, works in the area, has customers in the area, to install cameras, not just at your home, but in the public domain, so we could identify who the culprits are taking advantage of vulnerable people. All right. Here are some texts. The caller failed to mention that Mr. Lang also said that the MP has to submit quotes to the Ministry of Works. The Ministry of Works then have to approve the quotes for the money to be spent on such projects. Here's a text. Aaron, speaking, is Kingsley, says, speaking of Kingsley Smith and bank accounts, after Smith admitted that he had no bank account, has the great gentleman share his assets? Because we, the electorate, can't simply ignore that shocking admission. Like, when I saw it, because I can't remember if the space was empty or if it had like a zero. Right? Like, you know where they do a zero and they cross a line through it? Plus, I don't even know, like maybe that as a symbol means something entirely different. But I thought it was odd that in that space there was like no real information. And then it was like, and then after it said securities, $200,000. And I thought, how you do that? Because I have a bank account with nothing in it. And I would like 200, no, not even 200, like $50,000 worth of security. So I would like to set that up. As a text says, no new accounts need to be established. It was verified that it goes into the existing MP's personal account. No, man, that don't even make any sense. See, because y'all would elect somebody who's going to receive over the course of a year $150,000 in constituency money, and they wouldn't create a separate account, even if it's in their own name. They wouldn't create a separate account that say, like I could use my MP and say, Adrian White St. Anne's constituency account. They wouldn't say that. I don't know. I don't vote for just anybody. Aaron and CA Doc will win that record. You mean the one that say NPO? See, this is what I'm talking about, right? Sometimes you go in East. And then you realize you can't turn left on red there, and you must go west. Here's another text. Good morning, Aaron and CA. This time, Dr. Minnis rolling through with song, Eye of the Tiger, Watch the Clock. No, Minnis, you can't recycle a song. They used Eye of the Tiger before, right? Mm. In fact, let me show you all something about Bahamian politics. You all want to know why I am inclined to spoil my ballot? Because y'all wouldn't even give me a Bahamian election song. Yeah? You see, when you talk about what a prime minister could do or should be able to do, right? Even Ingram. Ingram rely on American songs, right? Now, mind you, those American songs had a grip on the collective Bahamian consciousness because we are ontologically American, right? But it's 2025. You want me to vote for you, and you can't even find a Bahamian, you can't even find a Bahamian artist to write you a Bahamian campaign song? I don't know, but what I do know is if I were a politician, I'd fighting for Kalani. I fighting. On another note, Mr. Nuri, I had a question on the table. I wanted to put on the table to the audience about the use of non-lethal weapons. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to put the question, like, do we need to reinforce physical standards on the police force before we move to, like, before we use a weapon? Like, do we need more Chuck Norris and Steven Seagal on our police force than Glock 9s, 9 millimeters? And would a fitter, would a more physically fit force naturally rely less on weapons, right? Or would this conversation not even exist? Because we have officers that know that with their primary resource, which is their body, they could handle most situations. And I just wanted to throw that out there. So people, starting tomorrow, the Bahamas is hosting the 47th Regional Commonwealth Parliamentary Association Conference. Under the theme, Deepening Regional Democracy, Independent Parliament. 80 delegates from across the region, and I guess that's the Commonwealth region, are expected to attend the event, which will take place from September 5th to 12th at Margaritaville at the British Colonial. Senate President Lachelle Adley and House Speaker Patricia DeVoe will co-host the conference. The taking place at this year's 47th CPA Regional Conference of the Caribbean Americas and the Atlantic region is the CPA Caribbean Americas and the Atlantic Region Executive Committee, the CPA Caribbean Americas and the Atlantic Region Annual General Meeting, the 47th CPA Caribbean Americas and Atlantic Regional Conference, workshops and presentations, the 15th Regional Conference of the Commonwealth Women Parliamentarians, the 18th CPA Caribbean Americas and the Atlantic Regional Youth Parliament. Mr. Nuri, you know anybody in Parliament?
Youth Parliament or Parliament?
Parliament.
Wait, personally or just...
Yeah, we try to get some of these participants on the air. The women parliamentarians or the youth parliamentary...
Have we make some phone calls?
Yes, please. You know who I know you know?
Who you know?
I know you know the MP for Fox Hill, right? But do you know the Minister of Foreign Affairs? Could you get a number for him?
I can reach out. You want to talk about him? Talk about foreign affairs issues?
No, I don't want to talk about him. I'd like to, but I don't want to. I would like to ask them to facilitate or invite them to come on and talk about the conference and its value for the Bahamas. Okay. All right, we got to go to a break. And when we get back, I'm so sorry, Carla. When we get back from the break, just two headlines. Lack of labs delaying justice for rape victims. Sometimes you just have to read the headline. And bus drivers unhappy with government over pressure to unify the system. Wait till you feel the pressure from the people who has used the bus and want to use the bus without being subjected to pornography or people trying to make pornography with other people cheering. Sorry about that. We're going to a break. We'll be right back.
God, tell me, who do you love?
The new Guardian Radio Sunday is here with a full day of diverse programming, kicking off with the First and Last Word in Sports, The Press Box with Naughty and Earl the Pearl, followed by Temple Time, Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits, Vital Voices, Sisters in Christ, and Your Land with Garth Roseborough. Let's talk together in English with Lady T, Sundays starting at 11 a.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible. Work with the brightest minds. And leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping and growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The new Guardian Radio Sunday is here with a full day of diverse programming, kicking off with the first and last word in sports, the Press Box with Naughty and Earl the Pearl, followed by Temple Time, Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits, Vital Voices in Christ, and Your Lane with Coach Trish Hanna, Remark with Garth Roseborough. Let's talk together in English with Lady T, Sundays starting at 11 a.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Oh, I was looking for Carmen. Carmen was riding the Ganep tree with the raccoon. Mr. Nuri, the raccoon discovered the Ganep tree this year. Like, because it's a new raccoon?
Mm-hmm.
This boy discovered the Ganep tree. Clement, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that raccoon committed to eating all the Ganep. Okay, so I know I said I was going to talk. I know I got 2 minutes. I know I said I was going to talk about bus drivers unhappy with government over pressure to unify system, but I have to read this headline out loud. Darvel raises concern over increasing number of elderly being abandoned to public care. This story is in the Nassau Tribune Monday of this week, 1st of September. And I just wanted to make the point. Mr. Darvel, Dr. Darvel, pardon me, says he renews concerns over elderly patients being abandoned at the hospital. And he calls it disturbing. So I just wanted to make this point before I move on quickly. I think that we need to recognize that perhaps in their profound wisdom, these family members understand that they do not have the resources to give their family members the quality of care that they need at home. And that sending them home is tantamount to sending them home to die. You know that the people don't have the education, they don't have the capacity, or they don't have the confidence. And vulnerable, whatever is their lot in life, because your people ain't got no money, right? And so, dear Dr. Darvel, the next time you approach this subject, please approach the subject with a solution or a strategy, right, that aims to build the capacity for elder care in homes. This is the tragedy. This is the embarrassment. Right, of the Bahamas, is that we thought that money could save us from everything, including old age, and it cannot. Okay, so this bus driver story with my last 2 minutes, and I'm running through it because I'm not sure what Mr. Newry has on deck today. The Bahamas Unified Bus Drivers Union has blasted the government's push to unify New Providence's bus system, accusing officials of neglecting the industry for decades while forcing reforms drivers say are unnecessary and damaging. General Secretary Corville Colebrook, speaking yesterday at the Huffers bus stop downtown, said it's Huffers with an O. Said bus operators have kept the system running since 1958 without government support and will resist attempts. See, this is just like the Junkanoo conversation. You are limping on a broken foot and you have to use one hand to cross, to traverse, and you telling us that the system is fine? It's not fine. We see the videos. You go to the, how can you say unify a system that has never failed the country? What are you How, close quote, he asked, can you say unify a system that has never failed the country? We've never failed. We are here 366 days of the year. The bus is on the road. You don't need to unify the system. You need to follow the rule of law. Oh, my God. The close quotes before the oh, my God. Oh, my God, after the quotes. Am I in a different time? Did I jump time realms? Are the people in Switzerland with CERN playing games again with us? I was a dedicated bus catcher because I lived in London where I would never expect to own a car. I was committed to using public transportation until I'm sure one day somebody called my mother and said, hey, your daughter is walking out to the bus stop and there's a driver harassing her because she's trying to walk on the side of the road, on the other side of the line where pedestrians could be. And my mother bought a car, when little bubbler, when little juk-juk, right away. I was committed to being a bus driver. Y'all don't want to be bus drivers. Now, let me say something. You see that 9A route? That 11 route? That's my route. Roadhog, Yellowbird. These boys, I'm committed to waking people. But y'all ain't committed to waking people. I mean, sorry I ran out of time, but that's, ooh. Y'all wanted to talk about politicians. That's, and the elderly people. Yeah, that's my bad. I focus on the wrong thing this morning. Y'all politicians keep distracting me. Guardian Radio AM and CA Newry is up next.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.